Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. If you really like that song, it's by a band called Love Shadow. So check them out. They have some really good things, and they do free downloads, which is why I'm able to use it. So I really appreciate it. One of the primary missions of this show, A Fine Time for Healing, is to offer solutions that help you overcome and move past physical, emotional, spiritual, and circumstantial issues. The things you want to correct because they negatively impact the quality of your life and your well-being. Through my show, I offer many paths to success and happiness. One solution does not work for everyone. There are many paths to the same goal. It's just a matter of finding the right one for you. Probably the hardest thing to overcome is our willpower. We struggle to use it to lose weight and then end up succumbing to the very desires to put the weight on in the first place. We struggle to use it to overcome habits or addictions that eventually sneak back into our lives. We have problems with relationships repeating the same dysfunctional patterns over and over again and don't know why. Even when we give it all we've got, we eventually cave to our willpower and sabotage whatever success we've gained. Then we beat ourselves up for it. After 25 years of clinical experience, my special guest today, Dr. Alexander Lloyd, has found that using willpower-based self-help programs does not get to the root of the problem, and that positive thinking affirmations accomplish nothing if the deeper problem is not addressed. Dr. Lloyd says that these methods are recipes for failure. Dr. Lloyd, author of the book Beyond Willpower, From Stress to Success in 40 Days, and the best-selling book Healing Codes, has created a unique, highly effective program that is rooted in science, ancient wisdom, and proven therapeutic techniques. I'll tell you a little bit about Dr. Lloyd's background. Alexander Lloyd lives in Franklin, Tennessee, and holds doctorates in psychology and naturopathic medicine. His 12-year search for a cure for his wife's depression led to the discovery in 2001 of the Healing Code system to heal the source of virtually any physical, emotional, successful, or relationship issue. Since then, his private practice has become the largest of its kind in the world. In his new book, Beyond Willpower, Dr. Lloyd reveals the fail-safe secret principle to achieving success in life, love, and happiness. Today, we are very fortunate to have Dr. Lloyd with us here to tell us about it. So let me bring him on. Let's give a warm welcome to Dr. Alexander Lloyd. Good morning, Dr. Lloyd.
Thank you so much, Randy. It is my honor and pleasure to be here. I've been looking forward to this. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being my guest today. I'm very honored. So you wrote this book, Beyond Willpower. What made you write this book?
That's a great question. I'm not positive I know the answer still 25 years later. And when it takes you 25 years to do anything, there's a few times in there that you question, now, why am I doing this? And that was true here too. But I guess the easiest way to answer that is that everything in my life was failing. I was in my 20s. I was married to a wonderful, beautiful lady who was way out of my league. I had a job working with teenagers, trying to help them get on the right path in their life and working with their families too. I had food to eat. I had a roof over my head. I had a car to drive, you know. But everything in my life was sliding into the ditch, and a lot of it was already there. I was about to be fired from my job. My wife was about to kick me out of the house. I was about to go bankrupt in what would take me many years to pay off credit card debt, et cetera. I felt bad all the time, physically and emotionally. And, you know, the thought that kept coming to my mind at that time, Randy, was how did I mess this up so fast? I'm in my 20s, and I wasn't sitting on the couch, you know, watching TV all day. I was reading books from experts and doing what they said to do. I was going to business training programs. I was trying to do what I needed to do to be successful. So it was very puzzling to me that not only was I not being successful, but literally every single area of my life was absolutely crashing and all at the same time. And it crashed. It came to a culmination on the night that my wife kicked me out of the house, said, "I can't stand to live with you anymore." And so it rocked my world, and I kind of threw everything overboard after that and said, you know what, I've been doing what all these experts say to do, and this is where I've ended up, so that's obviously not the answer. So I'm throwing everything out the window and starting from scratch. And that's kind of the long version of why I wrote this book. It's what I found after that enabled me to become successful. That was pretty much the opposite of what all the experts had been telling me that led to me laying there in the ditch.
Wow. Well, you know, you said you were 20 when it happened. So in a sense, you're fortunate that this all crashed at 20, because for some people, it crashes at 30, 40, 50, you know. So you were young enough that you could begin again.
That's right. And, I am very grateful for that, and I've thought about that many times.
Right. So that was, you know, that was definitely a lucky stroke for you. So did you discover that the reason things weren't working was because you were trying to deal with things from the surface, and there was a lot deeper than that?
Well, I think I discovered several things. The night that my wife kicked me out of the house, I went to my parents' house. They lived in the same city. And I stayed up all night in the backyard, crying, cursing, and everything in between. Why is this happening to me? You know, I've been trying to do the right stuff. I don't understand, you know, just same stuff over and over and over all night. And I didn't have any lightning bolts go off, really. But what did happen is that I felt like I felt like God said something to me. Now, I can't prove it's God. Maybe it was my mind. I don't know. But when you have something weird like that happen, I guess depending on your background, you tend to think things like that. But the thought offended me, because what I heard or thought or whatever it was this. Not only do you not love Hope, that's my wife, you don't even know what love is.
Oh, wow.
And it offended me because, you know, at that time in my work with teenagers, I taught love, you know. When I taught, I said the word love and principles of love and truth and things like that quite a bit. So I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean I don't even know what love is and I don't love Hope? And I told Hope I loved her, you know, hundreds of times. But over about the next 6 weeks, I felt like I had been inducted into sort of a spiritual school, not religious. I run from religion. It took me decades to recover from my religious upbringing. But a spiritual school about identity and worth and forgiveness and love and peace and, you know, things like that. And I came to believe with all my heart that God or that voice in my head was absolutely correct, that not only had I not really been loving Hope, I didn't even know what love was. So I thought and I prayed and I meditated about whether I was really, truly willing for the first time to love Hope. Because now what I believed was that love, real love, and when most people say love, they're not talking about real love. They're not talking about this kind of love. But that real love is all in, with nothing held back, no plan B, no safety net, forever, no matter what. No matter what
right.
the results were. And I realized
right.
that, you know, in my relationship with Hope, the love that I had for her, if you want to still call it that, was more what became popular in kind of the 70s and 80s in the United States in the business field, which was called "What's in it for me?" Well, I had "What's in it for me?" love for Hope. If you do this, I'll do that. If you don't do this, I'm not going to do that. And it's a business deal. We didn't sign a contract, but that's really how both of us looked at it. And so if the other person doesn't do what you want them to do, you get angry and irritated and all that sort of thing. And so after about 6 months, with a lot of meditation, I did this very seriously. I considered it like a sacred vow or something. I said, okay, yes, I will commit to truly love Hope. And when I did that, Randy, and meant it to the marrow of my bone, and what that meant was, to me at that time, was even if she doesn't cook, I'm going to love her. Even if she doesn't clean, I'm going to love her. Even if she doesn't get a job, I'm going to love her. Even if she never wants to have sex, I'm going to love her. And so every blank I could think of, it was, I'm going to love her anyway, no matter what. And when I did that, everything in me changed. I felt it. I physically felt it. I emotionally felt it. And then I talked Hope into going on a date with me. She didn't want to. And she would tell me later, the first time I looked in your eyes, I knew you were not the same man. And so when I started doing counseling and therapy, which I did for years in private practice, that's what I tried to teach people. Everybody was, hey, this is what it's all about, is, you know, whether it's your job or your marriage or toward yourself or your children or your hobby, it applies to everything and anything. You need to approach it in the present moment from really true love, not what's in it for me, business deal love, and it changes everything. Well, Randy, the problem was not one single person could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a guy I was counseling with who was sort of a type A dude, you know, and I shared that with him, like, okay, this is the answer to your problem. And he was a nice guy, and we had a good relationship, but he, when I told him that, he was very sarcastic with me, and he said,
mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks a lot, Doc. I'll just start that right after lunch.
Oh, my.
And I stopped him, and I said, whoa, wait a minute. Why are you saying that way? And he said, well, good grief, Doc. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows they want real love. Everybody knows they want to live that way. Everybody knows they want to experience it in the present moment. You think I hadn't tried that before? I've tried it many times. And that's what I discovered, Randy, is that almost nobody can do it with their willpower. And so for the next 25 years, my mission was to see if I could discover and develop a process where people could do it on demand. And that's what the book is about.
Wow. What a story. Well, okay. So in your book, you talk about, I believe that a lot, you know, this, excuse me, and you talk about it too, that we get programmed from the time we're children. We have generational memories that thoughts, behaviors, and feeling patterns that keep repeating in certain families. And we have these popsicle memories that have been implanted in us. You say that for children, it takes a minimum of 10 positive statements to neutralize one negative statement. So this is old stuff that causes us. When we're taught love, we know how to love, right?
Right. Well, yes, to some extent. Here's kind of where the rubber meets the road. And this is, I think this is in the introduction to the book, and this was one of the turning points for me. I guess there were a couple of turning points. Number one is when I discovered from Dr. Bruce Lipton from Stanford Medical School that the odds of trying to become successful at something you've not already been able to be successful at without reprogramming your subconscious mind first, based on his clinical research, the odds of doing that successfully are roughly 1,000,000 to 1. So that explained a whole lot, because I'd been trying to do everything through willpower. You know, hey, man, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be the guy who gives it whatever it takes. But according to Dr. Lipton's research, if you're doing that out of a subconscious that's programmed in fear, it'll actually make things worse and worse and worse, which is what was happening to me. And then the other key point to me is that we literally have a physical success and failure switch in our brain. And the failure switch is activated by those subconscious memories that you were just talking about that are fear-based. And when I say fear-based, because there are 1,000,000 things that we don't call fear. That includes anger and low self-worth and unforgiveness. It includes I'm going to get cancer because mom did, or heart disease because dad did. It includes I'm going to start this business but it's going to fail. It includes, those are all fear-based memories, and they function almost identically to a computer virus, okay? So The solution is not throwing the computer at the window, which in this case would be your life or your success or your most important relationships. The solution is to get that virus off the computer, okay? And that's what we have to do here too, because when the failure switch is turned on in your brain because a fear-based memory is active, and they actually work like little smartphones, 24/7 sending out their anger signal, low self-worth signal, whatever. But when that switch is turned on in the brain, it chemically dumbs you down, makes you sick, drains your energy, suppresses your immune system, causes and increases pain, closes your cells, causes fear, anger, depression, confusion, shame, identity issues. It causes you to do whatever you're doing all the time in the present moment from a negative perspective, even if you paint on a happy face. So just write down your list of what would be failure to you, and pretty much that's what the failure mechanism in your brain does when it's turned on, and it does it chemically, okay?
Oh, okay.
And then when the success mechanism is turned on in your brain, here's a few things that does. It results in the experiences of love, joy, and peace. It increases immune function, reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, counteracts addiction and withdrawal, stimulates the production and release of human growth hormones, so you're actually reversing the aging process in your body. It promotes healing, increases trust and wise judgment, and it goes on and on and on. Dr. Ben Johnson, the only medical doctor in The Secret, says if they could ever find a pill or a shot that would turn on the success mechanism, it would be the top-selling drug of all time by 1,000%. Nothing else would be anywhere close, because it would basically be the happy, healthy, and successful all the time pill, no matter what.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, but you can't do it in a pill, because it has it is the release of oxytocin in the brain, and you can't do that with a pill or an injection, because it can't pass the blood-brain barrier. It has to be naturally released in the brain. And the research says that, among other things, memories of love and joy and peace and that kind of programming in your subconscious mind causes that natural release of oxytocin in the brain. But it will only do that if you don't have too many fear-based memories, those viruses in your unconscious. If you have too many of those, then the failure mechanism will be turned on and the success mechanism off. So chemically in your brain, it is virtually impossible to live a life that would satisfy anyone's definition of success if your failure switch is turned on. Chemically in your brain, it's virtually impossible not to live a life that would satisfy any person's definition of success if your success mechanism is turned on. And so those two things, the research about the willpower and the success and failure mechanisms in the brain, made sense of all that time in my life that didn't make sense because I thought I was doing what I needed to be doing.
Wow. That is such a great explanation, and I've really never heard it put that way, but that makes so much sense. It really does. It makes so much sense. So how does your I know that your book, you know, it's a 40-day program, and I know there's a lot of steps to it, but basically how does your program undo that?
Well, there's several ways. The first way that I suggest is what happened to me, and that is for people to pray and meditate on seven principles for about 40 days. And about 60% of people, if they simply pray and meditate on these seven principles for 40 days, they will have what I call a transformational aha, which is what happened to me. And everything automatically changes. They don't have to do anything else, okay?
Oh my,
and these seven principles are sort of, they're some of what we've already been talking about, but they're all based in the latest research and also ancient manuscripts that talked about this sort of thing. One of my favorite ones is from Solomon. Another one of my favorite ones is from Gandhi. But anyway, these seven principles are kind of the opposite of what the experts have been teaching us for the last 75 years. A lot of people don't realize, because they don't want you to realize, that in the success self-help industry, going back 75 years, all the way to Think and Grow Rich, there's a 97%+ failure rate. And the reason for that is that they're literally teaching you how to how to fail, not how to succeed. And it's not because they're bad people. I know a lot of those people, and they're really good people, and they believe in what they've been teaching. They're just wrong based on the latest research, and that explains the 97% failure rate. But those programs have a basic three-step blueprint. And check this out for yourself if you're listening to this. Look at the self-help success program that you've already purchased or are thinking about purchasing, and check this out. And here's the three-step blueprint. And they may say ours has 5 steps or 8 steps or 10 steps, but really when you boil it down, it's these three. Number one. Decide what you want, and it's usually something in the future, some circumstance in your life. Number two, develop a plan to get what you want and revise the plan as needed. And number three, with your willpower, put the plan into action until you get what you want, okay?
Okay.
And the plan makes perfect sense. I mean, it's, you know, when I was 5 years old, I wanted an ice cream. Develop a plan to get an ice cream. Go ask mom. Mom says no. I revise my plan. I'll clean my room if you let me have an ice cream. Mom says, ah, okay, you clean your room and you can have an ice cream. Success. And you know, the older we get, we just apply that to more and more important things. But through doing that, there's a 97%+ failure rate. Well, guess what? Research from Dr. Dan Gilbert from Harvard University, original research on the campus at Harvard, the end result of his research, and he wrote a best-selling book about it called Stumbling into Happiness, very great book, I'd highly recommend it. Direct quote from him about their results: expectations are a happiness killer. And what he's talking about is when you have as your goal that expectation of something in the future in your circumstances, the instant you have that as your goal, it puts you into chronic stress. And if you're already in chronic stress, it spikes your stress. Well, stress is the failure mechanism in the brain. That's what that failure mechanism is. It's you going into fight or flight when there's no emergency. Okay? So if your success plan puts you into chronic stress, it's virtually guaranteeing your failure. And then again, the research by Dr. Lipton about willpower, it being a million-to-one shot through willpower without reprogramming your subconscious mind first. Well, of the three-step blueprint, step number one and two are expectation, and step number three is willpower. So it would be difficult, Randy, to come up with a better failure blueprint that people would actually believe. And that's exactly what's happened for the last 75 years. So we have to give up the expectation, and that's part of the 40-day program. It's okay to have that as a hope or a desire or a prayer, but as a goal, you have to give it up or it'll spike your stress, and you have to reprogram your subconscious mind. You have to remove those human hard drive, fear-based programming that is keeping you from the life, from the health, from the success that you're capable of, that we're all capable of. And for some of us, that's to be Donald Trump. For some, it's to be Mother Teresa. For most of us, it's somewhere in between. But it's whatever that right thing is for you. But when you get to that right thing for you, you will know this is wonderful. This is tremendous success for me. I could never want anything more than this. It will be right for you.
Mm-hmm. And doing the 40-day holistic program where you're praying on something each day for 40 days, does deprogram the negativity and the fear from your mind?
Yeah, there's two phases. The first one I already told you about, and that is for the first 40 days, I suggest you don't do anything but pray and meditate over those seven principles. And very often that will reprogram you, and then you're off to the races. You don't have to do anything else. If that doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen for probably 40% of people, maybe a little bit less than that, then I have the three tools that I developed over the last 25 years where you can do it on demand. Whether you have that aha, if you feel like meditating on the principles didn't do it for you, then we have three tools that you use for the next 40 days, but this time using these tools, and it will absolutely do it. It does it, you know, like using a screwdriver to put a board on the wall.
It's fail-safe.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Wow. I mean, this is such an exciting breakthrough. I'm getting excited because there's, you know, as you're speaking, I can relate to so much of what you're saying and things that, you know, are holding me back. So I'm definitely going to try this.
Can I give you a real life story related
sure.
to this?
Sure.
I had a contractor who contacted me, and he had had a health thing heal through doing the Healing Codes, which was my first program. And he said, you know, thanks a lot. That made a big difference in my life. But now the biggest thing in my life is kind of a success-failure thing. And I was hoping you could help me with that. And I said, okay, well, tell me the situation. And he said, I'm a contractor. I'm one of the larger contractors in kind of a small, medium-sized town. And he said, I've had a goal for 10 years to make $1 million in a year, not gross, but actually in his pocket after taxes and everything at the end of the year. And he said, the closest I've ever come in 10 years is $500,000, which is, you know, a whole lot of money. I'm not sure why he wasn't satisfied with that, but I'm just telling you the story.
Okay.
And so I asked him, I said, okay, well, tell me why you want this in the first place. And it was all about him, Randy. He was this extreme type A, hard driving, hard drinking, hard smoking. He pushed his employees, didn't pay them enough. He wasn't very nice to them. He cut corners in his construction work. He wasn't always honest with his clients. Very unhealthy lifestyle. And he wanted the money, you know, to buy a new car for him, to go on expensive golf vacations for him, you know, on and on and on. So anyway, I walked him through the process in the book, and we revamped his goals, okay? And he gave up the goal of $1 million in a year, and now it became a prayer, a desire, a hope, but he gave it up. If it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, great, okay? And when you give up that expectation, the stress melts away. And he changed why he wanted it. He was going to cut back his employees' hours. He was going to quit cutting corners. He was going to start living more healthy. He was going to spend more time with his family. He was going to start a Habitat for Humanity kind of program there in his own town and all that sort of thing. And anyway, I said goodbye to him after telling him how to do all this, and I never in a million years thought he would do it, but always wondered. And about a year and a half, he called me back, and he said, "Hey, Doc, I bet you'll never guess who this is." And I immediately knew who it was, and he said, "I just wanted to tell you I did absolutely everything you told me, exactly like you told me to do, and I did not make $1 million the next year." He said, "I made over $1.5 million the next year, and I'm on track this year to make more than that." And he said, "I could not tell you, if you put a gun to my head, how in the world it happened." He said, "I thought I'd make less money because I cut my hours, I cut my employees' hours." He said, "It was the easiest year of work I've ever had in my life." And he said, "Doc, when you explained this to me," he said, "I thought this will never work in a million years. It will make things worse. I can't believe I'm even going to try this." And he said, "Today, Doc, I could never imagine living any other way."
Isn't that a wonderful story?
To his family. His employees loved him now. He had a great reputation in the town. He was way, way healthier. I mean, you could hear the difference just in talking to him. But this is really transforming yourself from the inside out, from a place of willpower and pushing and trying to make it happen, to reprogramming, giving up the end result, living in the present moment in love, which almost nobody can do, but you can after you've reprogrammed. And it's hard to describe the difference in how you feel when you've reprogrammed and you're giving up the end result, living in the present in love. It's just, it's night and day.
Okay. That's so exciting. I'm very excited about that. As we're running close to the end of the show, I do want to give you an opportunity to talk about, I know you're doing some kind of nonprofit work, and I wanted you to be able to share that. So would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I've been wanting to do this for some time. We had our very first meeting last week. We're having another one today, in about an hour, actually. And a number of my clients over the years and some other people who I've worked with this process, who've read the book, et cetera, we're trying to start a movement, a nonprofit movement. And nobody has to buy anything. It's not multi-level. We're not trying to get you none of that stuff that causes people to, "Oh boy, I don't want to get roped into that." This is a bunch of people who are doing the best they can to live in love in the present moment after reprogramming, giving up the end result, whatever that'll be is what that'll be. And it's almost always way better when you're doing it from a place of love and truth as opposed to fear. And we're helping each other live that way, and we're spreading the word that there's a way that you can actually do this. And if your issue is money, you'll probably make more money than you've ever dreamed of, if that's your thing. If your thing is some achievement thing, you've just greatly increased the odds that it'll happen. If it's a relationship, it'll always get better. If it's health, it virtually always gets better. Whatever it is in your life is going to get better and better and better. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to beyondwillpowertogether.com. That's the nonprofit website. And we had our first meeting. This is our second meeting. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how we're going to do it. This is not about people following me. It's about us doing it together. And we're going to have people meeting in live in groups in their own little community, and they'll be leading their own meetings and things like that. We'll be doing one that's open for anybody in the world. It'll be a virtual one. But this is just to help and nothing else. The book site, where there's a lot of free videos and audios and magazine articles and things like that, if you just want to know more about the book, is beyondwillpowernow.com. So the nonprofit is beyondwillpowertogether.com. The free book site, and it's not to get you to buy anything either, but it's just stuff about the book, is beyondwillpowernow.com.
Okay. I'm going to change both of that on your, because I have a link up on your show page, but I'm going to put both of them up so that everybody can refer to that in case they didn't get that or I think this is great. You know, I'm going to really put myself to this program, and maybe I'll become part of this movement. It sounds amazing.
Well, we'd love to have you, Randy. Anyone. This is not about follow anybody. This is about let's do this together.
Right. Well, your heart is certainly in the right place. Our time has run out. So this is Dr. Alexander Lloyd. Alexander Lloyd, Ph.D., M.D. The book is called Beyond Willpower, From Stress to Success in 40 Days. And after listening to the show, I'm just telling you, you should get this book because we can all use. If you're listening to my show, it's because there's something about your life that you really want to enhance or change. So let's work together through this method and. You know, and I'd love to hear from everybody and, you know, how it works for you. And you can always contact Dr. Lloyd. So I want to thank you so much for coming on. This was a highly inspirational show. And, I mean, you speak from your heart. I know you're not trying to sell something. You really mean this. You've done it. You've seen it done. And it works. So thank you for offering this to all the people that you do and to my listeners. And I so appreciate having you today.
Well, it is absolutely my honor and privilege. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing, Randy, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. Okay, well, I'm going to work on that, and then I'll be in touch about the movement. So, so thank you,
okay.
And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. So our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is always RANDIGFINE.com. My website is also randygfine.com. Visit me, sign the guest book, read articles. There's articles about almost anything you'd want to read as far as improving your life or connecting with your spirituality or anything like that. I have hundreds of articles. So check that out. If you enjoy listening to my shows, become a show follower. You can click on the page of any show, and there's a follow button. And when you do that, you will become advised of all the wonderful, wonderful program that I have for you. And it will also give this show more clout. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be.